Hey, Exoticals. So today I'm going to talk about humbling tactics that are often used on pretty women. Number one, comparing you to other women and pretending that these other women have an advantage over you. I've seen this happen in the Black women empowerment space where some women will literally rank mixed women based on whiteness, and then they'll say, oh, Jenna Frooms is prettier than you because she basically looks more white. Or let's say you have a darker complexion and you're mixed race, people will say, oh, well, you're not light skinned. Oh, well, you still look black, as if that's supposed to make you feel like you are not as pretty as someone like Jenna Frooms because she is more white looking. So that's one of the top humbling tactics that I've seen used on pretty privileged MLS women. Number two, flirting with or bigging up celebs that look like you, but not complimenting you specifically. I've seen a lot of men do this to women that they're interested in. Like, let's say you're a pretty mixed race girl. Let's say you're a pretty, quote unquote, light skinned girl or whatever. They'll talk about every other celebrity or every other girl in sight who remotely resembles you. But then suddenly, when it comes to you, they want to act like, oh no, you're just basic. So let's say you naturally look like Beyonce. They'll be bigging up Beyonce. They'll be bigging up Rihanna. They will big up anyone within the Beyonce phenotype range. But then suddenly they want to act like you're just average or invisible. This is absolutely a humbling tactic. I've seen this happen so many times. I've also seen women do this around MLS women as well. They will try to compliment any other MLS woman in sight. They'll be like, oh my God, Sarah is so pretty. Oh my God, Tiffany is also pretty. Oh my God, Jessica is also pretty. Meanwhile, you look like Sarah, Tiffany, and Jessica, and then suddenly they don't want to say anything about you. That is a humbling tactic. Number three, instead of saying that you're pretty, they'll say that you look like my cousin's sister's neighbor's baby mama. It's like, dude, just admit that I look nice and then just move on with it. I've noticed that some women in particular, they don't want to give you a compliment because they feel like your head is already big enough. They feel like your validation level that you're receiving is already much higher than theirs. So instead of saying, oh, you're really pretty, it's, oh, she looked like my baby mama. Oh, she looked like Tyrone's baby mama. Oh, you know what? She looked like my cousin. I got a cousin that looked like her. A child, my sister looked like you. And it's like, just admit that I look good. Like, if you want to say someone looks good, that's okay. But I've noticed that sometimes people who are insecure, they have a hard time complimenting others because they themselves aren't usually complimented. So whenever a girl stands out to them, they don't want to say like, hey, she's pretty. They'll say, oh, you look kind of like Aaliyah. You look kind of like Halle Berry. Okay, well, those women are drop dead gorgeous. So just admit that you think that this person is drop dead gorgeous. Like, it's okay to admit. Anyway, I feel like that is absolutely a humbling tactic. So they want you to, they're noticing you and they don't know how to handle the fact that they notice you and that you stand out, but they don't want to admit that you're pretty. So they'll try to admit. They'll try to say it in a subliminal way, like, oh, you kind of look like someone I know. It's their way of commenting on your looks, but they don't want to compliment you. But I still see that as them deep down inside admiring your looks, because if my looks didn't stand out, why would you even comment on them? Usually, when somebody comments on another person's looks, it's because they're either extremely pretty or they're extremely repulsively ugly. So I'm assuming that you're not saying that I'm repulsively ugly. So obviously you think I must be pretty then. Anyway, I just think that's another humbling tactic. Number four, calling out small flaws in your makeup, hair, clothes, or weight and body shape. I have seen this so many times where, like, let's say a guy, I remember one time there was this guy who was in one of the fashion shows that I did a long time ago, and he was one of the male models. He was a black guy. And there was this girl who was a model, and she was pretty. And she was an MLS girl. And he was like, oh, she's pretty, but she has no ass. It's like, okay, that's definitely a humbling tactic. So you're trying to say that, oh, despite being pretty, you're basically too skinny. So I've noticed this even with myself. So anytime I get really skinny, it's, oh, you're too skinny. You eat like a rabbit. All you eat is nuts and seeds. And then if I get thicker and like I have a fat butt now, it's, oh, are you sure you're healthy? Are you sure your hormones are balanced? Like, maybe you should go to the gym. So no matter what you do, you're automatically going to get trashed for it. I've noticed this even with celebrities as well. If you look at people like Coi Leray or people who are very skinny, it's like, oh my God, she has no butt. Oh, she looks horrible. And then if she's like a little bit curvier, kind of like a Beyonce or somebody who is a little bit thicker, Or maybe like Lotto, like Miss Mulatto, then suddenly it's, oh, she's fat. She just needs to lose weight and her face looks fat and she looks masculine. So this is absolutely a humbling tactic. People calling out flaws in your makeup, your hair, your weight, your clothes. I also told you guys the story about how at my job, when I was like switching up my wigs and stuff, and they always looked really cute, I noticed that when the MLS guys at my job in particular were complimenting me, the lady who worked there who was attracted, like one of those guys was literally her crush, one of the ones that complimented me. She literally got mad and she was like, oh, you know, I like your hair, but I just want to brush it. So she was trying to imply that my wig was like nappy, basically, or that it was like matted looking. And I looked in the mirror and it actually wasn't matted looking. It just looked normal. But I've noticed that a lot of people who are insecure, they'll try to call out flaws in your makeup, your hair. I've also seen men do this with women that they are threatened by when it comes to their beauty. They'll be like, oh, well, you know, I don't like makeup. Meanwhile, their celebrity crushes wear makeup. The women that they jack off to on pornography are wearing makeup. What they're really saying is, I don't like when my woman looks more attractive and eye-catching than me. That's really what they're saying. Number five, getting you pregnant. Not only does that man have your genes and DNA in his legacy, but now he has trapped you into raising his kids, co-parenting with him, and he has lifetime access to you for free. And he has lifetime intel on you by being able to ask the kids, you know, what's mommy doing? What's mommy been up to? Who's mommy dating? And also, a lot of men, they love trapping the classier, the Tia Mori types. A lot of men love trying to trap these types of women because they know that those types of women tend to make good mothers and that you'll do a good job raising the kids because you're classy and you're smart. So a lot of men who know that they are not shit, they try to get all of these baby mamas. They want to collect a harem of baby mamas, or they at least want the one woman that is their baby mama to be a more classy one, because some guys, they genuinely do see who their baby mamas are as a flex, because even if you end up dumping him, he still in his mind feels like he has access to you and like he's connected to you. So then for the rest of his life, he gets to tell every other woman that he's dated after you, oh yeah, my first baby mama, she's a lawyer. Oh yeah, my first baby mama, she's a doctor. Oh, my first baby mama, yeah, she's a model. Oh yeah, my baby mama, yeah, she's a pretty biracial athlete and, you know, she looks really good. She's a good mom. So a lot of men, they use their exes as a flex. And that's why a lot of men want to trap you. And that leads me into the next humbling tactic, which is marriage and relationship trapping. So a lot of men, they want to get into a relationship with you, not just so they can like be attached to you, but so they can then brag to the next women that they're with, because a lot of men know that you'll eventually dump them. So they'll start short-term planning. They'll be like, okay, I know that I can attract this girl for about 3 to 6 months, so let me date her short-term, and then I can at least experience her for the time that I'm with her. And then after she dumps me, that's okay, because now I still get to flex the fact that I dated an Instagram model. I still get to flex the fact that I dated an exotic dancer. I get to flex the fact that I dated a porn star. I get to flex the fact that I dated a lawyer, a doctor, a college graduate, a Tia Mori. I get to flex the fact that that's my ex. And so a lot of men who are low quality, they want to marriage trap you or relationship trap you, not only so they can brag to the next women that they're with, that they've been with you, but some men, they genuinely do. They want to be seen with you. They want you to show them on your social media. They want to parade you around to all their friends and family because it raises their status, right? And then another thing guys will do with marriage and relationship trapping is they will do this to slow you down. So this reminds me of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, how he specifically wanted her when they first got married. He was like, hey, you know, I will protect and provide for you. I will care for you. Just leave Hollywood. So give up your pretty privilege. Give up, you know, being at the pinnacle of your acting career and all that, and be my wife. And then I will continue building and providing and protecting for all of us. And I will build the status of this family. And you can just, you know, kind of live the soft life and take care of the kids and whatever. And Jada Pinkett agreed to this, thinking, okay, this is a better option than being out here acting. You know, she's probably dealing with guys on set sexually harassing her and stuff. So she's like, sure, I'll do this. I love him. He loves me. And we all know how that turned out. Obviously, she didn't like how it turned out because she feels like she missed out on all of the things that she could have been doing over these past decades. She could have been had multiple Oscars by now. She could have been acting by now, still acting. She could have been the next Angela Bassett, you know, one of the highest paid actresses or whatever. But instead, she allowed Will Smith to essentially kind of marriage trap her and to use this relationship to slow her down. And throughout the marriage, she realized it. But because she had given up her career and all of the finances that come with her acting career, she feels like she genuinely cannot live the same lifestyle without Will. So now she is financially codependent on Will, but and she feels like she can't leave because she's going to be facing poverty or kind of like a downgrade, maybe not poverty, but she'll be facing a downgrade in her lifestyle if she leaves him. And she knows this, and she obviously resents Will because of this. And so a lot of people from the surface, a lot of like red pill guys, they think, oh, Jada Pinkett is just like hating on him or whatever. But I totally understand Jada Pinkett's perspective because she feels swindled and marriage trapped and relationship trapped. This happens to MLS women. This happens to pretty privileged MLS women a lot. It almost happened to Lori Harvey, but she said no to Michael B. Jordan. She was like, no, I want to continue, you know, being an influencer and having control over my own life. And I don't want to be marriage trapped or relationship trapped or whatever. I want to have freedom. I don't want to be just trapped up in the house, cooped up in the house, washing dishes or kind of just sitting at home, sitting around by the pool for 8 hours a day while he's out living his dreams. A lot of men forget that women are still human beings. We're not your property. Like, a lot of men, they still view marriage as property and the woman being their property. And so a lot of times men will try to latch themselves onto that woman, or they want that woman to like submit to them or whatever. And the woman, she oftentimes will forego her own personal dreams and goals so that she can, quote unquote, be a good wife. So marriage trapping and relationship trapping is something that men have definitely used to slow women down. Some people have accused ASAP Rocky of trying to do this to Rihanna, but I've noticed Rihanna has been pretty resilient in the fact that she continues to do like Fenty Beauty and stuff like that. Although I did hear that he was cheating on her, that he has cheated on her multiple times with multiple non-black women. And I have heard that they recently broke up, or that they're like taking a break, or that they're arguing a lot. So anyway, marriage trapping and relationship trapping is definitely a humbling tactic, and it's definitely something that men use so that they can kind of build themselves up. And that leads me into my next point, marriage and relationship trapping to build himself up. Exhibit A, Tia Mowry and Corey Hardrick. Exhibit B, Beyonce and Jay-Z. No one went to Beyonce's tours to see Jay-Z. Jay-Z's career ended maybe 20 years ago. He was done with music. He was kind of doing like whatever his background stuff was. He kind of reminds me of like Dr. Dre, where maybe he used to be a rapper and then he like does other business ventures and he's successful in those other business ventures. But Jay-Z, in order to keep his music career going or whatever, he seems to have latched himself onto Beyonce. Apparently he first got with Beyonce when she was still a teenager, anywhere from 16 to 19 years old, somewhere within that range. And a lot of men like him, they have a tendency to groom younger women, and they want to marriage and relationship trap you because they see that you are on the come up. And so a lot of these men, they want to build their career on your back. So a lot of these men, they may have their own career, but they see the potential in the women that they're working with. They see that, hey, this woman is like, she's very talented, she's very beautiful, she has more privileges than me, she's got a fan base, you know, she's kind of on the come up. This makes me think of people like Chris Brown, how he constantly wants to work with MLS women. I guess I kind of feel like, I'm not saying he's not talented, but I'm saying that would his career still be where it is today had he not collaborated with so many female R&B artists? Because for me personally, the only time I've ever really heard a Chris Brown song in the last 10 to 15 years has been because he has collaborated with one of my favorite artists that I listen to, like a Chloe Bailey or Jhené Aiko or Tinashe or somebody like that. And then I'll be like, oh, wow. Oh, okay. I guess Chris Brown is on her, is, you know, and then I recently saw him even with Tyla because I love Tyla. So I'm like, oh, wait, okay. I see that he is now with her. Like he put her on his tour. So I've noticed that some guys will relationship trap. And when I say relationship trap, I'm not even just saying in the context of a romantic relationship. It could be in the context of a business relationship. So again, I think of Jay-Z with Beyonce. I think that Jay-Z obviously sees the business benefits for himself with staying attached to Beyonce. Most men are jealous of women and will cheat on you to try to make you feel like you are not special. a lot of men are jealous of the attention, the sexual validation, and the way that women receive all of these romantic offers from men and stuff. A lot of men are jealous of the attention that women get, and they are genuinely jealous and wish that they had that same level of privilege and attention as women. I thought I saw something where people were even saying that even Jay-Z at one point in an interview had admitted to feeling jealous of the attention that Beyoncé gets for being talented, for being beautiful, for being creative, and how he never felt like he got that level of attention. He was kind of just one of many other rappers. And yeah, he has money, but so does Beyoncé. A lot of men are jealous because they feel like the women, the pretty privileged, wealthy women who have a lot of status, they feel like those women give them kind of a run for their money in terms of value and in terms of status in society. So cheating is a humbling tactic that men will use to try to make that woman be taken down a notch, or to try to make her feel like, hey, you're not all that, you're not that special because look, I just fucked someone else. So that's a very evil, very sinister and abusive tactic that a lot of men use to make themselves feel better because they just feel so inadequate and so much lower than the women that they're around or the women that they are attracted to. A lot of men feel inferior to the women that they're attracted to. Because remember, I said that beauty is social power. So anyone who you bestow pretty privilege on, you are also bestowing social power onto them. So just be careful. Be careful with who you choose to be attracted to. Number nine, humbling tactic. Being mean to you for no reason when they don't even know you yet. I've seen this happen with both men and women. People will randomly be mean to you in the workplace. Cashiers and workers at restaurants will randomly be mean to you in high school and college. Other girls or even guys will randomly be mean to you. Sometimes I've even seen teachers or bosses or people in positions of power who will be mean to the pretty girl because they automatically view her, they view her as a threat, even if that pretty girl is just a student or she's just, the receptionist or she's just the customer service worker. Sometimes other women, especially if they're older or they have a position of power, same thing with men. Sometimes if they feel like you're going to reject them, they will try to reject you first in order to protect their ego. I've had this happen to me so much when it comes to guys. Like, they will literally just randomly be mean to me. I won't even know who the guy is. This has happened to me at work before, where male managers, they will automatically just start treating me like shit from the moment that I walk into the job. Like, I don't even know you. I've never been mean to you. You haven't even seen my work ethic. You don't even give me a chance. You're just automatically mean to me. A lot of guys do this because they already feel like you were triggering their inferiority complex. Or they already feel like, oh, she thinks she's better than me. It's the same thing. It's the same tactic that a lot of women use. It's like, oh, she thinks she's better than me. She thinks she's all that. She's uppity. She's bougie. So let me try to automatically take her down a notch. So they're literally assuming that you're stuck up because you are pretty. Number 10, calling out when you're wearing lashes, weaves, nails, or anything that enhances your beauty and draws attention to you. I've had this happen to me multiple times. I'm sure you guys have had it happen to you too, where people are like, why are you dressing like that? Why you look like that? Don't nobody care what you wearing? Why are you wearing heels? Who you trying to dress up for? Why you got all that makeup on? People automatically, like, they get pissed off when you are drawing attention to yourself because they feel like you already get enough attention. So how dare you also wear lashes or high heels or do your nails or do other things that can draw even more attention to you? That's not fair. I already feel invisible next to you. So how dare you make me feel even more invisible? Have any of these humbling tactics ever happened to you? Let me know in the comment section and I'll talk to you next time. Stay pretty, ladies.